Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I believe you would recognize at your positions that there are language options. This program will be translated into six languages: English, Spanish, French, Arabic, Chinese, and Russian. So you should be able to find a language in which you can understand your colleagues for today and tomorrow. let me also indicate that we have a lunch period between 1 and 3. Let me also indicate that we are undertaking a major construction on this side of the building, and there is frequently some disturbing noise. We have asked for that to be minimized today, but it will not be avoided. What I would hope that it is not too disturbing to the extent that we would have to stop our activities or meeting today. But let us see how it goes. I've been asked to let you know that the presentations will be uploaded. I wasn't told where, but if you know where, it'll be uploaded tomorrow on WIPO's website somewhere. I have some colleagues around who will correct me if I'm wrong and fill in the blanks as I go along. It is my pleasure, for those of you who do not know me, my name is Trevor Clark. Oh, it's on the program, Assistant Director General for this organization, in which I have the honor and privilege to play a leading role in WIPO's thrust in the area of copyright. Extremely challenging and interesting subject, a subject in which I think the organization understands to be critical and most important to its work in the immediate future, if not throughout the 21st century. It is therefore my great pleasure this morning to welcome you to this World Intellectual Property Organization for this very important event under the theme Enabling Creativity in the Digital Environment, Copyright Documentation and Infrastructure. This global meeting follows the mandate of the development agenda, requiring us to look at the interface between intellectual property and the public domain. This is one of the many areas in which the development agenda has asked the organization to focus attention, with the agreement of all member states. The discussion today will help member states, particularly in developing countries and least developing countries, to adopt appropriate policies to address the increasing importance of copyright documentation and infrastructure. Copyright documentation and infrastructure comprises a variety of tools that help people to benefit from the copyright system. This, of course, includes tools which facilitate the exercise of rights, such as public registration systems, repertoire databases, and rights management information, mostly administered by collective management organizations. It also includes tools that are developed to enable access to works by visually impaired persons. Tools and technologies that help preserve and access content in the public domain are also of paramount importance. Very often, the same infrastructure and documentation that facilitates the exercise of copyright and related rights by providing rights owners with a simple and effective means to clearly establish authorship and or ownership of rights can help the general public to delimit the public domain. And I think a little water will help my private domain. As WIPO's Director General, Dr. Francis Gurry, has stated, and I quote, an efficient infrastructure is of paramount importance to face the challenges of copyright nowadays. This global meeting will therefore help to raise the awareness of member states with respect to the important role that copyright infrastructure can play in development, in particular in the digital environment. Indeed, the advent of digital technology, I should read that again, indeed, with the advent of digital technology, the overwhelming flow of content often completely unidentified justifies the need for efficient and accurate data ownership, and therefore documentation and recordation under different forms. In addition, the identification of works or other subject matter can be complex, as digital technology allows content to be recast in a variety of different forms. It is consequently essential to address these challenges and to explore possible solutions, which is one of the main objectives of this global meeting. First of all, public registries and legal deposit systems play a great role in the general landscape of rights information. Not only do they hold valuable information on creativity, but from a legal and economic standpoint, they can also help to delimit the public domain and consequently facilitate access to creative content. During this conference, the findings of a survey on voluntary registration and deposit systems conducted by WIPO in cooperation with its member states will be presented. This study particularly focuses on legal deposit systems, on the adaptation of copyright registries to the digital environment, and on specific measures in relation to orphan works and public domain material. In this digital ecosystem, new means for using and accessing creative content are emerging, and we are witnessing an ever-evolving array of new business models. This new digital paradigm has significant consequences for the upstream and downstream business processes and for the effective search and identification of the ownership of content. Specific projects, such as the Global Repertoire Database, GRD, and the stakeholder dialogues, such as that associated with the International Music Registry, IMR, in which WIPO is facilitating. These initiatives have the potential to lead to facilitate licensing in the digital environment by providing faster, easier, and simpler access to reliable information about musical works and sound recordings throughout the world. We hope that as the music industry adapts to new business models based on mobility and interactivity, that copyright infrastructure will improve in efficiency and accuracy. This global meeting will also shift to infrastructure enabling access to knowledge. Discussions will focus on the development of an inclusive, enabling environment for accessing creative content, with special focus on beneficiaries of limitations, such as the visually impaired persons, libraries, archives, and education and research communities. This global meeting will therefore provide an opportunity for WIPO and its 184 member states to engage in a high-level discussion with representatives of governments, national and international public institutions, academics, and other stakeholders involved in the copyright industries. This global meeting will allow for the examination of various ways in which copyright documentation and infrastructure can be improved, and will address the increasing importance of the linkage between copyright and preserving the public domain. Once again, I have the pleasure to warmly welcome all of you to Geneva, and I wish you a successful discussion over the next 2 days in which I intend to participate. The process today is, on my right, Dr. Ismail Sarageldin, who will deliver the keynote address. And he has a PowerPoint presentation, so he will move over to the machine. And you know the answer to the machine is in the machine, so he has the answer. Dr. Sarageldin is the director of the Library of Alexandria, and he also chairs the board of directors of each of the BA-affiliated research institutions and museums. He is a professor of the International Chair of Savoy's. Oh, that's a French word. So let me read the English. He is a professor of the International Chair of the Knowledge Against Privacy.
Poverty.
Knowledge Against Poverty. That's an English word. All of this at the College de France, College of France in Paris. There's a mixture of French and Spanish here in this text, but what is not written here is that this is a great guy. but he has also served in a number of capacities in the World Bank. He holds a number of degrees, including a PhD from Harvard University. And listen to this, he has received 29 honorary doctorates. He is indeed a great intellectual, and we are fortunate that the Egyptian mission and our Arab colleagues in Geneva has been able to locate him, identify him, and to do what is necessary to bring him to us today. So ladies and gentlemen, for our keynote address, Dr. Sarageldin.